Drew Taggart of the Chainsmokers punched by T.I. after Kiss. Kid Cudi reflects on the stroke he suffered while in rehab, and BTS knocks Justin Bieber to third on the most subscribed music act on YouTube. It's Thursday, August 18th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Drew Taggart of the Chainsmokers says rapper T.I. punched him in the face after he gave him a kiss on the cheek. In a TikTok video titled When Meeting T.I. Goes Wrong, Taggart is seen in the back of an SUV talking to musical partner Alex Paul about the incident. T.I. just literally punched me in the face, he said. We're in a vibe and I was like, I gave him a kiss on the cheek. It was totally my fault. And he was like, don't do that. And I was like, okay. And he pushed me off. I was like, all right, my bad. He punched me in the face and I was like, okay, I'm sorry. And he was like, all right, cool, we're good. It was the weirdest interaction ever. Taggart accepted responsibility for the rap star's reaction to the unwanted kiss. First of all, T.I. is fully in the right here. I was like feeling the vibes way too hard, and I kissed T.I. on the cheek and he punched me in the face for it. It's fully fine. T.I. downplayed the incident on Instagram. First of all, I love the Chainsmokers, so let's get that straight. I have nothing negative to say. We just had to work through some stuff, you know? And we worked through it, so we're in a much better place, he explained. I have nothing but good things to say about him. Good guys. T.I. said he didn't want to go into too much detail, but there's not really much more to the story than you've already heard. He added, the most important thing to take away after is we had a drink, we took a shot, and we moved on. I love the Chainsmokers. Not getting no sugar, though. Can't play like that. But love the music and still a fan. T.I. extended an invitation to Taggart and Paul to appear on his podcast expeditiously, offering to sit down and chop it up. I'd love to kick it with you. Kid Cudi has revealed that he suffered a stroke while in rehab 6 years ago. In a 2016 Facebook post, the rapper and singer, whose real name is Scott Mizcudi, told fans that he was seeking treatment for depression and suicidal urges. 2 weeks into rehab, he had a stroke that slowed his speech and movement. Everything was effed, Cudi, 38, told Esquire. After several months of physical rehabilitation, he was able to memorize pages of dialogue to audition for a role in a Broadway play opposite Canadian actor Michael Cera. I proved to myself that I could still do it. I needed that at the time, he recalled. I was happy, like, damn, my brain is still strong. I didn't lose something like that, and shit happened. For the September issue of Esquire, Cudi posed in a photo wearing nothing but a strategically placed sock. He also discussed falling out with his friend and frequent collaborator Ye. I'm at a place in my life where I have zero tolerance for the wrong energy, said Cudi. I've watched so many people throughout the years that get close to him burned by doing some effed up shit. And then they turn around and forgive him. And there's no repercussions. You're back cool with this man? He does it over and over. With all due respect, I'm not Drake, who's about to take a picture with him next week and be friends again when their beef is squashed. That's not me. What I say, I mean, I will be done with you. Cudi said, it will take a mother effing miracle for me and that man to be friends again. I just don't see it happening. BTS has surpassed 70 million subscribers on YouTube, bumping Canada's Justin Bieber to third place amongst music acts. The K-pop group currently has 70.2 million subscribers on the platform, putting them in second place behind Blackpink with 76.7. Bieber has 69.8 million subscribers. The BTS channel has 6 videos that have topped 1 billion views, including Dynamite. The group's 7 members announced in June that they're taking a break to focus on solo projects. They will reunite in October for a concert to hype South Korea's bid for the 2030 World Expo. Blackpink dethroned Bieber last September, and this June became the first music act to reach 75 million subscribers on YouTube. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.